The talk since Trump became president was we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare immediately. That hasn't happened. But what will be the health care plan here in California? California Nurses United Association Director of Government Relations. He is the rep for that. Don Nielsen is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
So will there be a single-payer plan for California, do you think?
We believe so, yes. We filed last week SB 562, joint authors Senator Ricardo Lara and Senator Tony Atkins, and it's all about establishing a universal single-payer health plan that would provide publicly funded and progressively financed health care coverage for all California residents. No network restrictions, deductibles, copays, or other limitations on necessary care.
Pat, I have a union question, so why don't you go ahead and continue down this path?
Okay, indeed, then. Well, what's it going to cost us, I guess, is really the bottom line question that a lot of people have. Will we be covered no matter what, and what will it cost? Have you been able to arrive at any of those conclusions yet?
Well, we're in the middle of studying that. We've got economists working on it. We're going to be releasing a report very soon, but along with the cost, we believe the savings have to be factored in as well when we talk about this equation. You know, in California, there's already 70% of all healthcare dollars that already come out of public funds. What we're talking about here is joining all those together under a trust fund that would be a single payer to all providers. In our system right now, it's a system that's based on generating profit for healthcare corporations and insurance companies. Families, businesses, taxpayers are already driven past their breaking point because of soaring health care costs and lack of access, right?
Yes.
The ACA has been very good about making progress in that direction, but there are still some shortcomings that need to be improved upon. The answer is not, like Trump and the GOP are talking about, to repeal it and go backwards. The answer is to build on it and to move forward. Right now, because the window of opportunity is open and everybody's focused on this, now is the time to have this discussion about what is the right solution. We believe the right solution is a single payer Medicare for all type approach. It will actually save money for individuals, for businesses, for the government. That's the direction we think it needs to go, and it's the right direction, and it would cover everybody.
So if California passes a new health care law in California with this single-payer idea, what happens when the Trump administration does come up with its own federal health care plan? What happens between the two of them?
Well, he's already talked about letting states make up their own minds on this matter. We're going to take him at his word. We're willing to, in California, make those decisions for Californians. The reality is people have, there's a difference, right? People have access to insurance, but that's not the same thing as guaranteed health care. The reality is since the ACA has come into being, there's been some very positive developments, right? No pre-existing condition can be factored in anymore. Young people can be kept on their parents' insurance until age 26. But the reality is premium costs have gone up, annual deductibles have gone up, and that's just an untenable situation for people. Imagine if all of that were to go away. The way to do that is to eliminate insurance companies from the picture, who, as all studies, many studies have shown, are scraping about 30% off the top before we even begin to talk about health insurance coverage, or excuse me, health care coverage. So the reality is you take that part of it out of the picture, there's more than enough money, and in the end, it saves money for everybody involved, individuals, businesses, and even government.
It is a complicated issue. Don, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
That's Don Nielsen on the KSRO Live Line.